Stefan Everts, here I am, Lommel. Good day for your team. Couldn't get much better, huh?
Yeah, it's been an awesome day. You know, it's the first time that we did three riders on the weekend who are on the podium. It's a little bit like Mitch is doing almost every weekend. So it's a bit of a dream for 5 years now, and finally we got there and we got our three boys on the podium in the MX2 class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm surprised it hasn't happened before, but that's pretty cool, or at least lately, right?
Yeah, we've been close a few times in Europe. We've been close a few years ago, but you know, our third boy, Jeremy Van Orbeek, has been injured a few times this year, and he had a tough year, and I'm very surprised that he came back that strong here in Lommel. It's a really tough track, and I've pushed him a lot to train a lot in the winter time in the sand, and he's picked it up, he's learned a lot, he's got good speed, and you know, we see the result today.
Looked like Roczen was going to win that first moto, except for that gnarly crash. Pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah, I mean, both rode really impressive. Jeffrey is very fast in those first few laps, and Kenny just sticks with it. And it was a fun race to see. They made a lot of passing, and they were very kind to each other. And unfortunately, Ken made that mistake in the last lap. You know, it was not done the race yet that point.
Yeah. And Antonio, what more can you say, right? Just really, I'm very impressed by him. Just as fast as and much heart as I've seen as any rider, you know?
Yeah, the most thing what he amazes me every time is like he's got so much patience, you know. In the beginning of the race, he never get nervous, you know. Except in that first motor, he was trying to pass this all, and he was rushing himself, and then he went down. But again, he stayed calm, and he got back in his rhythm, and he put in some good laps, and he came away with two wins. But you can see he's been a lot riding in these sand tracks around the last few years, and you see that out there on the track. Also, I have to say, his bike looked really good. Even it's 100cc less than this big sand, he was still smoking them.
Yeah, he got good starts. And Nagel's had a bit of a tough go lately, so good to see him rebound, huh?
Yeah, Max has been struggling with his back, you know, since Valkenswaard, and it's been up and down, and he has a lot of pain. He's riding with injection right now, and I don't know where we go from here. But after Loket, within 8 days, we will know more what direction will happen. And at this moment, it's tough for him.
Hurling Southwick, what's going on with that? Rumors in America say he's going to be there.
Nothing is confirmed. You know, we've been talking about it, and nothing is confirmed. And you know, I want him to focus on the GPs, and he's still close to the championship. It's 21 points, and anything is still possible. And I don't think it's a good idea to do that right now.
What do you yourself think of this track? You know, it didn't have GPs for many years, and now it's back on the schedule. What do you think?
I love the track, man, because it's like a little boy you put in the sand with his toys, and he's playing with it. And you got to play with this track. You got to play with the sand, and you got a motorcycle, and you just got to look for those jumps, for that technique. And I see many guys struggle. And I mean, there's so many stuff out there you can do with the bike, but you just need to find it and do it. And that's the interesting thing about a big sand track like Lommel. It's a lot about technique and timing.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, man.
You're welcome.